Ailish, thank you so much for joining us on The Hub this evening. I must say, this must be some of the busiest and best times of the year for you with all of the baking goodness that comes with Easter time in general. But first of all, I do just want to know, like, how did you get your love of baking in the first place? Was it something you got into when you were younger?
Yeah, I used to bake a lot with my family, like with my grandmother, my mom. It was a nice thing. And me and my sister, one thing I really loved baking was blackberry cake. We used to live out in a place called the Brambles. So there'd be a lot of blackberries growing during autumn and October. So making the blackberry and apple cake actually was delicious. And that was one of our little specialties. That and banana bread. Banana bread is just my go-to.
That's not just a COVID thing. That's actually, like, banana bread existed before that. I can attest. And, like, fair play, because banana bread's quite hard to make, because I've actually never been able to master it myself. But obviously now being a part of the University of Galway Baking Society, what led you to getting involved with it at a college level?
When I joined in first year, I was looking at all the societies, and Baking Society was the first one that came up just alphabetically. And I was really interested in, you know, I was a bit apprehensive about, you know, a whole new college, it's a whole new environment and, you know, new people. And I thought, what better way to make new friends than, you know, baking alongside other people in a kitchen? And especially, it's great for, you know, I live at home, but for other people who they come from different counties and they don't have their own equipment to bake at their accommodation, it's so nice for them to come all together and do their own baking that they wouldn't get to do otherwise. But then to get involved with the actual committee, it was kind of on a whim. I'd always wanted to get involved with societies, and Baking Society has always been my favorite. It's just very, like, welcoming and homely environment. And I saw the opening and I thought, yeah, I'll jump to it. I'll step out of my comfort zone and get really involved. I like all the events that they put on, and being able to have my own say in them and create my own events and set them up was just something that really spoke to me. It was really exciting.
I can understand why. And it's such a special idea for a society anyway, because there is something just so lovely about spending some time baking with other people. Have you guys got, like, a setup on campus kind of idea where you can do baking and bits and bobs like that?
Yeah, we have a kitchen, and usually it's open to all the students, you know, that come in with their microwave meals or cook some, you know, noodles or something. But we'll book it out whenever we have our event coming up, and there's a few hobs, a few ovens. We all come in, and it's a little group. It's a nice intimate group where there's enough people to make new friends, but not too many that it's just completely overcrowded. And we provide all the ingredients. We obviously provide all the equipment, and everyone gets to come in, bake a little and go home with their own little treats, which is very nice.
Sounds like there isn't anything better, to be honest. I wish that I had done this when I was in college, but I suppose this time of the year can come with a lot of stress around exam time and stuff like that. So would you think that baking is a good way to kind of just reduce the stress levels a small bit?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what I've been going for this whole time, you know, using baking as just an escape from the stress. Like, I mean, I'm not any kind of a good baker myself, despite all of my past baking experiences. I'm not that great. And that's kind of... We don't really focus on your baking skills or how great your meal turns out. You know, it's people just coming together as a bit of an escape from all kinds of academic stress, financial stress. You know, we had our past two events and it was basically just throw together some chocolate and Weetabix and some free pizza. It's just more of an escape and a nice little home away from home. Is the kind of environment that we like to create just for an hour or two every week.
I love that sentiment, because I actually do a lot of baking in my personal life. That's actually why I thought about doing something this evening for The Hub on it, because I thought The Hub is such a good place to talk about baking and all of these cooking things we do. But I'm not that good at it either. But I actually think that to be a baker, you know, you can be a really, really good baker. That's important. Those people are the real gems of society that are producing all of the goods. But, like, you can just have it as a pastime, and you don't need to be perfect at it. But I know that this time of the year, particularly around Easter, there does tend to be a lot of extra goodies, possibly a lot of extra goodies around the house after the Easter days, specifically some chocolate and things like that. Do you have any, like, good recipe ideas, easy recipe ideas that people could use with these ingredients that they have already lying around?
Yeah. Now, myself with a violently sweet tooth, I don't have much leftover chocolate, but we do have a few recipes that we were hoping to use. And again, they are very beginner friendly recipes. And all of them, we also like to be more financially friendly. So they all involve three ingredients max. Our first one is actually what we made as our final baking day with Baking Society just before Easter there. We made little Weetabix chocolate nests. So they're similar to Rice Krispie buns, but instead of with Rice Krispies, it's melted chocolate and Weetabix. And if you're a bit weird like me and texture of food is very important, I loved it. It was just a crunchy and weird texture and it was very nice. Now, again, because we're not pro bakers, we just made it like a big, we loved all the chocolates and we just threw in as much as possible and we just made them into big chocolate blocks, basically. And it was still just so delicious. They're just super easy. You just melt all the chocolate over the hob and crush up your Weetabix or Shreddies, any kind of grainy
cereal,
just leftover cereal you have. Throw it into the bowl and then throw your melted chocolate over it, mix it up and then into the muffin cases and then leave it to rest for about an hour in the fridge or a bit shorter in the freezer if you're in a bit of a rush. And then they're ready to go. And that's, oh, and then we threw in some mini eggs or peanut M&Ms just in the middle of it to kind of resemble a nest, which is a nice little Easter treat just before the holidays. So that's what we did the last day. And then we also had Oreo truffles was one of our recipes that we did want to get around to doing, which they're super easy and just one of my favorites. Once I make them, I will eat bowls and bowls of them. It's just a packet of Oreos, a box of Philadelphia cream cheese. You blend up the Oreos, mix it in with the cream cheese and then roll them into little balls. And then you put it into the fridge for about an hour, freezer for a bit shorter, all up to you and the texture that you prefer. Take them out and then with your melted chocolate, you might, unlike me, have some leftover Easter chocolate. You can melt it away. I prefer white chocolate on these now, but personal preference. You dip the Oreo truffles into this chocolate, let it set again. They're delicious. They're just the perfect small treat for if you just want a little snack in the evening, you know? And then finally, another one that we wanted to get around to doing, very, very simple. It's just melted chocolate and eggs and make these really fudgy brownies. You just whisk up the eggs nice and to the very frothy. Melt the chocolate about, so two eggs, about 315 grams of chocolate. And if you want the brownies to be a bit more chewy, you can use just the egg yolks. You beat up the eggs, you add the melted chocolate and you put it in the oven for about 15 minutes, 10 to 15, depending on the texture that you like. And, you know, you can tweak that to add peanut butter, protein, some extra sugar, whatever you prefer. And it makes it very easy, quick, fudgy brownies.
They sound amazing. Do you know, you say you're not an expert, like, but you sound like you've given me a lot of inspiration there for what I'm going to bake now when I get home this evening. I'll tell you that much. Thank you so much for those recipes and those kind of just bits of inspiration. And I'm sure as well, like when people Google these things and search them up on the search engines, similar recipes will go up. So if you didn't manage to take them all down this evening, do not worry about it. And I also, you will be able to listen back to this on the podcast platforms as well for The Hub with Louise Clark. But look, Ailish, thank you so much for hopping on The Hub this evening and chatting all about that. Best of luck with all of the baking endeavours in the baking society. Thank you for giving us all of that wonderful advice. Where can people find you if they possibly want to get involved in the society, or even if they're not in university themselves, if they just want to maybe follow along with everything you get up to and get some baking inspiration from students like yourselves?
We are on Instagram. If you want to check us out, it is Baking Society UG, and we have all of our recipes posted and all of our events and upcoming events posted there throughout the semester.
Perfect. Well, look, Ailish, thank you so much, and I'm sure I'll be chatting to you again soon, but thank you so much for hopping on The Hub.
No problem. Thanks for having me.